Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, November 30th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Jack Smith wants info on you. Vermont school sues the state. Osprey crash in Japan. And the U.S. economy growing, sort of. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, special counsel Jack Smith issued a search warrant for Twitter, or X, requesting all information regarding the account of Donald J. Trump. But not just that. Also requesting all the information of the millions of accounts that interacted with Donald J. Trump from October 2020 to January 2021. The search warrant requests a list of all users who liked or retweeted posts from Donald Trump, including all associated logs and metadata, which could even cover location data. And all of this is being requested to the Department of Justice. A Vermont girls high school basketball team, they forfeited a game when the opposing team had a boy on it. And they were then banned from competing the rest of the season. Well, now they're suing the state of Vermont for religious discrimination. They say that the state has prevented them from operating consistently with their religious beliefs about sexuality and gender by denying the school access to state-sponsored public benefits and athletic programs. A U.S. military aircraft, an Osprey, carrying 8 airmen, crashed off the coast of Japan yesterday afternoon. The crash took place, they say, during a routine training mission, according to the Air Force. At least one of the airmen has been recovered. The wreckage took an hour to find the wreckage after the crash was first reported. The search went on well into the night. There was an Osprey crash in Australia in August that killed 3 U.S. service members. There was an Osprey crash in June of last year that killed 5 Marines in California. And there was an Osprey crash last March that killed 4 Marines in Norway. U.S. economic growth for the last quarter has been revised up to a 5.2% annual rate. Now, the experts say that this is despite high inflation. But no, it's because of high inflation. People are having to spend way more money because things are so much more expensive. Now, the goal of the Fed is to raise rates until the economy slows down. So this isn't it. Fed's going to have to think twice about cutting rates until there's a sharp slowing of economic growth. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, as you guys know, I am a simple man. Therefore, my questions are based on basic curiosity. Recently, I've been musing about the following. President Biden says he is a deficit cutter. Why then? Is the federal debt increasing at a record rate? $6 trillion so far under Joe. Math, anyone? Some progressives believe America is a racist country. Why then? Do African-American married couples with children earn $95,000 yearly median? Strong number. Former presidential candidate John Kerry is Mr. Biden's climate change czar. Why does he fly on private jets all over the world? Dolly Parton, 77 years old, but looks as good in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleading outfit as a 23-year-old. To paraphrase the movie Sleepless in Seattle, I'll have what Dolly's having. And why didn't Donald Trump order the Justice Department to launch a special counsel investigation after election fraud charges surfaced in 2020? That happened on President Trump's watch. Why no special counsel? And finally, Taylor Swift, the most popular entertainer in the world. But is there a man who can name one of her songs? Please send me his name. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's get to the mail. Nancy Brenfleck, Prescott, Arizona. Bill, I'm outraged that it seems Israel is releasing far more Hamas prisoners than Hamas is releasing of the hostages. Why is that, do you suppose? Obviously, one-sided, the biggest advantage is for Hamas. It's never going to be perfect. The fact that some hostages are being released by the terror group, not a responsible government, a terror group. So that's the way they made the deal. All right. Obviously, life is far more valuable in Israel and the West than it is in the terror precincts. They don't care. Jim, sorry, Bill, I don't consider the ceasefire hostage exchange a success, as you said. Number one, I did not say it was a success. I don't know where, this is the second day in a row I've been misquoted, okay? I didn't say it was a success. It's a necessity if you want to get those people out. Not a success. The whole thing is a debacle. Anyway, if you believe that you can negotiate with Al-Qaeda or ISIS or Hamas or Hezbollah in a reasonable, rational way, you're out of your blanket mind. You can't do that with Putin. Putin's still holding a Wall Street Journal reporter, the American over there. You can't reason with these people. They're not going to be fair. You save as many lives as you can save. Stephen Barenfiend, Parkfield, Maryland. The holding of classified material by President and Vice President Joe Biden was supposed to be investigated by Special Counsel Robert Hur. We have not heard anything. Almost a year later, but we have, Stephen, you missed it. Hur says he's not going to prosecute Biden. Says he was irresponsible, but he's not going to do anything else. That's what Hur says. Anybody surprised? In a moment, something you might not know. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file. And failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 6 years ago today, a homeless Mexican migrant was found not guilty of murder in San Francisco. His acquittal kicked off a national fury surrounding illegal immigration crime and sanctuary cities. Here is the story behind the killing of Kate Steinle. In July 2015, 32-year-old Catherine was walking with her father along a pier when she was suddenly shot dead. The gunman, Jose Garcia Zarate, had been deported 5 times to Mexico for violent crimes he committed in the USA. He was prematurely freed from a San Francisco jail just 3 months before the shooting, because San Francisco is a sanctuary city. Federal agents were never notified of Zarate's release. During the trial, the migrant's attorney claimed he accidentally fired the gun after finding it wrapped in a T-shirt under a bench. Prosecutors allege the Mexican brought the weapon to the pier with the intent of harming someone. On November 30th, 2017, a jury found Zarate not guilty of murder or manslaughter because of, quote, mental illness that was not presently being treated, unquote. He was convicted on one charge, illegal possession of a handgun. The shooter is currently on trial in Texas for unrelated crimes and is now scheduled for his 6th deportation to Mexico. Well, after Kate's death, I proposed Kate's Law. The legislation mandated a 5-year federal prison term for any illegal foreign national convicted of an aggravated felony who returns to the USA after being deported. The bill was supported by 60% of the public. Well, the despicable Senator Harry Reid blocked the law. Then Republican Senator Mitch McConnell refused to hold a standalone vote, attaching it to a sanctuary city bill he knew would fail. Right now, there are at least 10 million undocumented folks walking around the streets of America unsupervised. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.